Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures and to day 35 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis. Today is February 4 and we commemorate St. Isidore of Pelusium. We also finish the presentation of the Law of the Offerings today and introduce the priestly service of Aaron and his sons. Let's begin. Leviticus chapter 7 verse 11 through chapter 9. This is the law of the sacrifice of the peace offering, which he shall offer to the Lord. If he should offer it for a thanksgiving, he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving loaves of fine flour mixed with oil, and unleavened cakes smeared with oil, and fine flour kneaded with oil. Besides the unleavened loaves, he shall offer with his gifts leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. Then from all his gifts, he shall offer one choice portion to the Lord. It shall belong to the priest who pours out the blood of the peace offering. The flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offering for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until morning. Now, if the sacrifice of his offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day he offers his sacrifice, and on the next day the remainder of it may also be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burned with fire. But if some of the flesh should be eaten on the third day, it shall not be accepted for him who offered it, nor shall it be imputed to him. It is a defilement, and the soul who eats from it shall bear guilt. The flesh that should touch any unclean thing shall not be eaten. It shall be burned with fire, but all clean flesh may be eaten. But the soul who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering, which is the Lord's while he is unclean, that soul shall be utterly destroyed from among his people. Moreover, the soul who touches any unclean thing, or some human uncleanness, or an unclean animal, or any abominable unclean thing, and who eats some of the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering which is the Lord's, that soul shall be utterly destroyed from among his people. Again the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, You shall not eat any fat of oxen, sheep, or goats. Also, the fat of an animal that dies naturally, and the fat of what is torn by wild beasts, may be used in any other way, but you shall by no means eat it. For whoever eats the fat from the cattle which someone is going to offer to the Lord as a burnt offering, that soul shall be utterly destroyed from among his people. Moreover, you shall not eat any blood in any of your dwellings, whether of birds or cattle. Any soul who eats blood, that soul shall be utterly destroyed from among his people. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, He who offers the sacrifice of the peace offering to the Lord shall bring his gift to the Lord from the sacrifice of his peace offering. His own hand shall offer the burnt offerings to the Lord, the lobe of the liver and the fat upon the breast. These he shall offer to place his gifts before the Lord. Then the priest shall offer the fat on the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons'. Also, the right thigh you shall give to the priest as a choice portion from the sacrifices of your peace offerings. He among the sons of Aaron who offers the blood of the peace offering and the fat shall have the right thigh for his portion. For the breast from which the fat was offered and the thigh of the choice portion I took from the children of Israel, from the sacrifices of your peace offerings, and I gave them to Aaron the priest and to his sons, from the children of Israel by an ordinance forever. This is the consecrated portion for Aaron and his sons from the burnt offerings of the Lord on the day he presented them to minister to the Lord as priests. The Lord commanded this to be given to them by the children of Israel on the day he anointed them by an ordinance forever throughout their generations. This is the law of the whole burnt offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering, the consecrations, and the sacrifice of the peace offering. in the manner the Lord commanded Moses on Mount Sinai, on the day he commanded the children of Israel to offer their gifts before the Lord in the Sinai desert. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a young bull as the sin offering, two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread, and gather all the congregation together at the doors of the tabernacle of testimony. So Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the congregation was gathered together at the door of the tabernacle of testimony. Then Moses said to the congregation, This is the word the Lord commanded us to do. So Moses brought Aaron and his sons and washed them with water. He put the tunic on him, girded him with the belt, clothed him with the robe, and put the ephod on him. And he girded him with the intricately woven band of the ephod, and with it tied the ephod on him. Then he put the breastplate on him, and he put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastplate. He also put the turban on his head, and on the turban, on its front, he put the golden plate, the holy crown, as the Lord commanded Moses. Moses then took the anointing oil, and he sprinkled some of it on the altar seven times, anointed the altar, and sanctified it, and all the utensils, and the laver and its base, to sanctify them. He also anointed the tabernacle and everything in it, and sanctified it. Moses then poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head, and anointed him, to sanctify him. After this, Moses brought Aaron's sons and put tunics on them, girded them with belts and put hats on them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then he brought the young bull for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons put their hands on the head of the bull for the sin offering, and Moses killed it. Then he took the blood and put some on the horns of the altar all around with his finger, and purified the altar. He poured the blood at the base of the altar and sanctified it, to make atonement upon it. Moses then took all the fat on the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, and the two kidneys with their fat, and Moses offered them on the altar. But the young bull, its hide, its flesh, and its offal, he burned with fire outside the camp, as the Lord commanded Moses. Next, Moses brought the ram as the burnt offering. Aaron and his sons put their hands on the head of the ram, and Moses killed the ram. Then he poured the blood all around on the altar, and cut the ram into pieces, and he offered the head, the pieces, and the fat. Then he washed the stomach and the feet in water, and offered the whole ram on the altar. It was a whole burnt offering for a sweet aroma, a burnt offering to the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. After this, Moses brought the second ram, the ram of consecration. Then Aaron and his sons put their hands on the head of the ram, and Moses killed it. Also, he took some of its blood and put it on the tip of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Then Moses brought Aaron's sons, and he put some of the blood on the tips of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. Then he poured the blood all around on the altar. He took fat and the fat tail, all the fat on the entrails, the fatty lobe attached to the liver, the two kidneys and their fat, and the right thigh. And from the basket of consecration before the Lord, he took one unleavened cake, a cake of bread anointed with oil, and one wafer, and put them on the fat and on the right thigh. And he put all these in Aaron's hands and in his son's hands, and offered them as a choice portion before the Lord. Then Moses took them from their hands and offered them on the altar for a whole burnt offering of consecration, which was a sweet aroma and a burnt offering to the Lord. Moses also took the breast and removed it as a deposit from the ram of consecration before the Lord. It was Moses' part, as the Lord commanded Moses. Moses then took some of the anointing oil and some of the blood on the altar and sprinkled it on Aaron and his garments, and on his sons and their garments with him. And he sanctified Aaron and his garments, and his sons and their garments with him. After this, Moses said to Aaron and his sons, Boil the flesh in the court of the tabernacle of testimony, in a holy place, and eat it there with the bread in the basket of consecration as I was commanded, saying, Aaron and his sons shall eat it. What remains of the flesh and the bread shall be burned with fire. You shall not go outside the door of the tabernacle of testimony for 7 days, until the days of your consecration are fulfilled. For 7 days he shall consecrate you. As the Lord did on this day, he commanded to do to make atonement for you. Therefore, you shall stay at the door of the tabernacle of testimony day and night for 7 days, and keep the charge of the Lord that you may not die, for the Lord God so commanded me. So Aaron and his sons did all the words the Lord commanded Moses. Now it came to pass on the 8th day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and Israel's council of elders. Moses said to Aaron, Take for yourself a young calf from the oxen as a sin offering, and a ram as a whole burnt offering, without blemish, and offer them before the Lord. And to the council of elders you shall speak, saying, Take one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and a young calf and a lamb, both of the first year, without blemish, as a whole burnt offering, also a young bull and a ram as peace offerings before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil, for today the Lord will appear to you. So they brought what Moses commanded before the tabernacle of testimony, and all the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. Then Moses spoke this word, This is the thing the Lord commanded you to do, and the glory of the Lord will appear among you. Moses then said to Aaron, Go to the altar, offer your sin offering and your whole burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and for your house. Also offer the gifts of the people and make atonement for them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Aaron therefore went to the altar and killed the young calf of the sin offering. Then Aaron's sons brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood, put it on the horns of the altar, and poured the blood at the base of the altar. But the fat, the kidneys, and the fatty lobe from the liver of the sin offering he offered on the altar, as the Lord commanded Moses. The flesh and the hide he burned with fire outside the camp. Then he killed the burnt offering, and Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he poured all around on the altar. Then they presented the whole burnt offering to him, with its pieces and head, and he put them on the altar. He washed the stomach and the feet and put them on the altar for a whole burnt offering. Then he brought the people's gift and took the young goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and killed it and offered it for sin, like the first one. He also brought the whole burnt offering and offered it according to the prescribed manner. Then he brought the grain offering, took a handful of it and put it on the altar, besides the whole burnt offering of the morning. He also killed the young bull and the ram as sacrifices of peace offerings, which were for the people. And Aaron's sons presented to him the blood, which he poured all around on the altar. The fat from the young bull and the ram, the fatty tail, what covers the stomach and the kidneys, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver, they put on the breasts. Then he offered the fat on the altar, but the breasts and the right thigh Aaron removed as a choice portion before the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the whole burnt offerings, and peace offerings. After this, Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of testimony and came out, and blessed all the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people, and fire came out from the Lord and consumed the things on the altar, both the whole burnt offerings and the fat. When all the people saw this, they were amazed and fell on their faces. Psalm 33, verses 12 through 23. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life, who loves to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Shun evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their supplications. The Lord's face is against those who do evil. so as to destroy their remembrance from the earth. The righteous cried, and the Lord heard them, and he delivered them from all their afflictions. The Lord is near those who are brokenhearted, and he will save the humble in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver them from them all. The Lord shall guard all their bones, not one of them shall be broken. The death of sinners is evil, and those who hate the righteous shall go wrong. The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and all who hope in him shall not go wrong. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 37 through 40. But the adulterer, through his lack of discernment, obtains the destruction of his soul. He bears both pain and dishonor, and his disgrace will not be wiped away forever. For the anger of her husband is full of jealousy. He will not spare in the day of judgment. He will not take any ransom in exchange for his hatred, nor will he be reconciled by many gifts. Matthew chapter 22, verses 23 through 46. The same day the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him and asked him, saying, "Teacher, Moses said that if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers. The first died after he had married, and having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise the second also, and the third, even to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had her." Jesus answered and said to them, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob'? God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." And when the multitudes heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How then does David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool'? If David then calls him Lord, how is he his son?" And no one was able to answer him a word, nor from that day on did anyone dare question him any more. The book of Leviticus contains some very specific details on laws and priestly rituals. As the people of Israel are developing their culture, one aspect of that development was to have no meaningful contact with the Gentiles, for fear that contact would dilute their relationship with God. God was understood to be holy, and if you wanted to be in a relationship with God, you had to be holy too. The laws provided a way for the people to become holy, to avoid ritual uncleanness, and to stay faithful to God and their people. As Christians, we no longer follow this old law, the old covenant, because we have a new covenant given to us by Jesus, and we have the incarnate God present with us. Yet even the old covenant contains seeds of the new covenant. The idea of the holiness of God is central to us, as well as becoming holy ourselves. Jesus was asked about the law today. He was asked, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Well, the first commandment of the law that Jesus mentions is from the book of Deuteronomy. That's the fifth book of Moses, and we'll get there in less than a month. The second great commandment Jesus quotes about loving your neighbor as yourself comes from the book of Leviticus in chapter 19. We'll get there in less than a week. So Jesus is summarizing the law. He's not really saying the law has no purpose, but that its purpose was to point the people to some important things. Jesus tells us what those things are. As Christians, we now focus on the new covenant, but the new has its foundation in the old. So though some of the Old Testament reading might be difficult, it might seem like it's from another world and in another time, it's important to read it. Jesus read it and uses it to persuade others to yearn for holiness, not simply by obeying the strict Mosaic law apart from any real relationship, but through a relationship with God, strengthened by love of neighbor. Tomorrow, we'll continue. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.